We talked about like the media showcasing sieges earlier and how often it's misportrayed, and it is. And it's also hard to portray the other kinds of sieges because they're not all visible.
Fellow Hemisethians, welcome back to Epilepsy Sparks Insights. And happy Purple Day. For those who are unaware, Purple Day is an internationally recognized day for improving epilepsy awareness and understanding amongst those affected, as well as in the general population, decreasing stigma, encouraging support for those affected, and getting governments to increase investment into epilepsy research, preventative measures, support, and treatments. But what makes today, this episode, even more special than usual is that we are chatting to the founder of Purple Day, Cassidy Megan. So do make sure that you like, comment and subscribe to the channel and share this episode with everybody that you know so that together we can help to improve the quality of life of the 75 million people, at least, affected by the epilepsies. So now on to our global star and founder of Purple Day, Cassidy Megan.
So I'm Cassidy Megan. I'm 25 years old. I have generalized epilepsy, myoclonic jerks, and photosensitivity. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed originally when I was around 7 with complex partial. So my seizures had changed over the years, so I got a new diagnosis. My relation to Purple Day, I had founded it in 2008 when I was 8 or 9 years old. Just to create more awareness for epilepsy, let people know that it's okay to talk about. It's a health condition. Like, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be something that's hidden or be like ashamed of. And then, you know, I also want to educate the public that the same things, it's not something to be afraid of. It's something to like, it's a health condition. It's no different than someone has asthma and they take treatment for that or glasses or something else. So yeah, just really normalize it.
How come when you were 8 you decided to do this? Like, that's a pretty big deal when you're 8 years old.
When I was diagnosed, I hid it for 1.5 years because I mean I didn't want it, and
well, no.
I told my doctor that. He's like, we think you have epilepsy, that's what the EEGs are saying. And I'm like, No.
That's not like, convenient, mate.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want it. You can take it back. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's like, well, you have it, so we're gonna deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, rude, but okay. So I didn't know anyone who had it when I was diagnosed, so I've never seen a seizure. I never heard epilepsy. My parents had seen incorrect portrayals of it on TV or in movies, as unfortunately happened at the time.
Well, it still often happens.
Still does happen. It's getting a little better,
but yeah.
I knew my aunt had something similar.
Oh, okay.
But not exactly the same. And I wasn't sure exactly what that was because she wasn't open about it. So then after I started talking about it, so like the local association of the Maritimes came in and gave a presentation to my class about epilepsy.
Oh, cool.
Just to kind of like indiscreetly educate them and the school, right? Just because why not?
Yeah.
Also probably because I was in the class, but as they were talking about it, I seen my friends were like really interested, really wanting to learn more and like really like, wow, what is this thing? Like, can we ask questions? And they got to the question of like, do you know someone who has epilepsy? And they were like, yes, we do. We work with lots of people who have epilepsy. And it was somewhere along the lines of whatever said, I brought my mom teacher side and told them that we could tell them that I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did stop being invited out for a little bit, like to like overnight camps or trailer parks, stuff like that. Parents would call to come pick me up early from birthday parties before photos and everything.
Mm.
And like, I understand, you know, it is just the fear of the unknown. What comes with the unknown, because you don't know.
And you don't know what you don't know. And the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. And that can get even a bit more scary at that point, right?
It can be. And it can be a bit more scary, but it can also be a bit more eye-opening.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Some did come around after, you know, talking about it, learning more, getting that education. But even after I was open about it now, like, I still didn't know anyone who had it. I still felt very alone. And even though I didn't have to feel like I had to be hide it, but it was also like, how come I'm the only one with this? we started getting more involved with the agency, and I started finding more people, and like a lot of us had the same initial reactions and the same fears. But we were watching, me and my mom had watched a TV show together, and we were watching, a commercial came on, it was like a run for probably cancer. I don't remember exactly, but I was like, huh, how come something like this for epilepsy? And mom's like, well, the whole month of March in Canada is for epilepsy awareness. I'm like, seems long. So I was like, okay, but like, what about one day? She's like, I guess there's not really one day. I was like, well, that should change. It was like, okay, so what are we going to do about it then? How are we changing it? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, let's do a day where we just spread mass awareness and get everyone involved. She goes, we can do that. So we contacted all of our parliament people. We contacted the prime minister. We're like, we're getting people wearing purple. I want this worldwide.
And why purple and not red and or blue or turquoise or orange?
In the talk, mom was like, okay. Well, first, like, you want to start a day, okay. What do you want to call it? Like, what is this? What is, like, we've got to figure some stuff out with it. And I'm like, well, things usually go good to associate with a color, so like orange day or blue day. I'm trying to find something that had like a ring to it. And mom's like, well, she's looking up on her phone or the laptop computer, and she goes, oh, well, the color lavender is the official color for epilepsy. I'm like, lavender?
Doesn't have a ring to it, does it? Lavender day.
Right. And I probably said that to her, like, lavender day. No. She was like, I was like, what about purple day?
Interesting. So that's how it happened.
She's like, purple day. I'm like, yeah, because then people can wear whatever shade they want and they're not limited to one shade. And mom's like, okay, yeah, that works.
That's very thoughtful. Do you know what? I really appreciate that, because when I was setting up Epilepsy Sparks, right, I was like, I don't want to make it all like pastely and lavendery. What's the darkest I can go? So I really appreciate that your thought behind it. Yeah.
And lavender is so hard to, and through the years, I was like, lavender is a very hard color to find. Like, purple can be in general, but I'm glad it's any kind of color. Purple is, because a beautiful color lavender is, but yeah. And then even it's harder to find stuff like that to wear. And then on top of that, epilepsy is so different. There's so many different kinds. And all different shades of purple can kind of represent the different kinds of epilepsy in a way. Like, you know, none of us are the same, even though we have similarities.
Exactly. And well, I understand people make generalizations, right? We all do it as a species with everything. We were talking about tribes before we started recording, weren't we? And the tribalism that still exists in our species. But like, for instance, your epilepsy versus my epilepsy, we really empathize with each other and certain things that we go through. And we haven't even spoken about seizures much at all. We're just speaking about, like, have we? It was about side effects of drugs. It was about mental health. It was about all these different things. But also, we said, I don't get where you're coming from with that. What's that about? And it, right, because nobody understands another person 100%. And sometimes you'll meet somebody with an epilepsy and you're like, no idea what you're talking about. And which is like when you're reading your research paper about something to do with epilepsy and it contradicts so much of what you thought was true prior. And I know some people don't like that, but I find it really exciting. What do you think about that?
I think it is exciting because the world, if you think about it, the world in itself is ever changing and ever expanding and ever growing.
Right.
So why would it not be the same with health conditions? Why would the progression of new equipment, new research options, new variabilities, would things not then change? Because now we have better access to information. Think of it like the black hole images.
Oh, and how hard they were to find.
Yeah, they're so hard to find, and they finally found it. The first photo was like a really blurry, orangey orb. And then a few years ago, they got like a really crisp picture where you can almost see like the exact ring and the illumination around it. If not for developmental technologies and research and all this stuff, that wouldn't have been able to happen. So why wouldn't it not fall into the same as health conditions and everything else with life? So I think it's, you know, the more research that is available like those, the more options and opportunities we have for newer treatments, newer surgeries, newer medications, newer information to help better achieve, if not seizure freedom, because not all of us can have that, unfortunately, then at least seizure reduction.
So far, we've spoken about epilepsy and seizures, which is the thing that like so many people think of when it comes to epilepsy, which I get, because traditionally people thought epilepsy, seizures, epilepsy, that is that simple. But seizures is just one part of epilepsy, right? And sometimes, especially with things like mental health, in our experiences, it's, you know, something other than seizures can be one symptom of the epilepsy, which is more impactful.
I agree. There's so many different impactful aspects of life with epilepsy. It's the mental health, it's the stigmas, it's the discrimination, it's the fears, it's the concerns. Will I lose my job? Will I
get a job?
Will I be kicked out of school? Will I be accepted into school? Will I be able to live on my own? Will I be able to have any kind of independency? Will I be able to do the stuff I see all my peers doing? It's the mental health, it's the seizures, the soreness after the seizures, the memory, not remembering family members, not remembering coworkers, not remembering friends. It's not remembering day-to-day activities that you did 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago. It's not remembering certain half of your childhood.
Or adulthood. And when you become older, honestly, you don't even remember that either sometimes. Well, some of us. And that's another thing, isn't it? Like we were referring before to the diversity of epilepsy, but it's also the diversity of side effects of drugs, impact on our cognitive function, how it affects us physically, short-term, long-term, when we're younger, when we're older, how seizures change over time is another thing that lots of people aren't aware of, but is a huge deal. Then there's the impact for many people who want to have children, like what's going to be the impact on that. That's something I think to think about for Purple Day. Then there's the impact on, you know, sexual function for anybody. It can be very significant. There are so many aspects that aren't necessarily directly related to what people first think of. They think just seizures.
Yeah, it's not just the seizure. And, you know, I know it's not just us either. Like their family and friends all have the same similar concerns too. Like,
yeah,
will we be able to do any of this? How is it impacting us? How is our mental health dealing with it and coping with it? And, you know, they had that worry. And then they have the suit up aspect that we all worry about too, which
sudden unexpected death in epilepsy. Yeah.
I always think of it like if your brain was a stove, you know, you don't really use the back burners, but to warm things up. So I think of it like a back burner thought, because like, I know it's there. I'll watch it and I'm aware of it, but I can't focus on it because I can't control it. I can't stop it, actively stop it. And that's by doing whatever treatment I do, trying to avoid having seizures as best I can. That's the only thing I can do about it. And I'm going to do that anyways, because I don't want to seize.
And you don't want to experience the other things that can possibly happen as the result of your epilepsy as well. And a quick note, the epilepsies don't solely affect people with the diagnosis. So as part of Purple Day, let us remember and appreciate parents and families too. As well as providing care and support for many people with an epilepsy, they contribute significantly to raising public understanding of the epilepsies and decreasing the stigma experienced by so many. The epilepsies affect mums, dads, children, siblings, even friends and colleagues. So let's appreciate the support that they provide. Also, something that people often don't talk about, and I think like Purple Day is a really great opportunity for us here, is people think that commonly, if you have epilepsy, that's all you have, right? We've mentioned mental health, of course, that's a huge, huge aspect of the epilepsies in general, but also loads of people will develop epilepsy as a result of a brain tumour, as the result of a stroke, as a result of traumatic brain injury. Sometimes genetics later in life can contribute to developing an epilepsy. There are so many different things that can cause an epilepsy at different points in a person's life. Do you think that we need to talk about that more as well?
I think we do, because if you look at all the stigma and discrimination that there is that comes with the diagnosis of epilepsy, it's just kind of like anyone with a brain can have a seizure. And whether it's a seizure, whether it's that then turns into epilepsy or doesn't happen again, you still have those worries and concerns even with just one seizure. Anyone can develop it, and it can develop it from a sickness after effects, like you said, from the brain injuries.
Meningitis or high fever.
Some people just develop it. Some people just on a walk or a bike ride and just have a seizure. No prior existence of it in their lineage, in their heritage, and any of it. And they will just have a seizure. And they're the first ones in their family too, or they might not be, but no previous abnormal brain activity. And then they have epilepsy.
Do you know what was interesting? And this is personal. I didn't know that other people, so from the mental health perspective, which is part of epilepsy, as we've said, I didn't know about other people in my family ancestry who'd had serious mental illness because nobody'd spoken about it. And then I found out that somebody, it sounds like from the description, although not diagnosed, and we can't diagnose anybody officially, but certainly the description sounded very much like focal seizure when they were a child, but they grew out of it. But they never told anyone, ever, until this moment.
People weren't able to talk about it. They didn't have that safe space too. And the knowledge, the proper knowledge.
We were talking specifically about India and was it and Kenya and Uganda and gosh, so many countries for 2 hours. And we all have very similar type of epilepsy diagnosed, but the experiences can be so different. Do you think we've got a lot to do within certain communities when it comes to removing stigma and improving understanding of the epilepsies?
There's always more to be improved. There's always, just like there's always more people being brought into the world.
Yes.
There's always more, there are new people to educate. So to continue the awareness education so that it doesn't get back into the shadows, because it's not where it belongs. And I'll give those examples like Africa, people places in Africa, and India, and some of those communities are doing really good and making really good strides and steps.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the stigma and things like that is so rampant still that it is strides and steps that are still being taken. But even if you want to take it away from places like that and take it more to even here in our backyard. Last March, I had someone in Fredericton tell me that my body convulses during a seizure because it's this demon holding on to me. My body, it has such a tight grip that my body is convulsing trying to get to let go. And I'm like, if you ever need any epilepsy awareness and education, please reach out. Here's my card. Here's my number. I'd love to come to your community and help further this education. Proper education with seizure first aid and seizure awareness, because that is not it.
Do you know what? I experienced something here in London, and I was wearing a epilepsy related t-shirt, hence it came up in conversation. And this chap said to me, I know how to completely control epilepsy and basically cure it. And I said, well, that's interesting. Do tell. And he said, you just need to get a metal spoon and put it in your pocket and keep it there forever. And you'll never have another seizure that stops them. I said, I'm not quite sure about that. He was 100% sure that that was a cure for all types of epilepsy, no matter what. And there was no, though, chat was not open to conversation of any kind. So, and yeah, so we have these challenges all around the world. Bar this, of course, what are your other activities for today, Purple Day?
Today's been amazing. We've been doing lots of postings and lots of sharing people's stories. There's so much happening all around the world. On top of that, we had the flag raising and a proclamation meeting at our local city hall. There's the Nova Scotia legislation, their proclamation. In the evening, they're lighting up landmarks. So we're going to both landmarks in the city to see those, take photos of them and share them with all of you guys, everyone online. Yeah, other than that, just a lot of, I've done a few videos that I sent off for people to play today at their events. So love seeing all the photos coming through from all that, and sharing them so everyone can see just how much awareness and support there is in this community and how wonderful this community is.
Isn't it? And it's an international community. It's what there are, of course, local communities too. And what I love about the work that you and I do is that the community is getting wider and wider for Purple Day. I'm sharing information about people that I've been interviewing slash chatting with over the past sort of 3 years. Amazing scientists, neurologists, statisticians, almost always say that wrong. And there are people from every part of society, basically, who are involved in epilepsy. And indeed, hopefully people will get this from this episode, are affected by epilepsy. Even if they think they don't know somebody with epilepsy, they probably do, because 1 in 100 people approximately, and 4% in some countries. And you don't necessarily see somebody having a seizure, right? So we have so many types of seizure, 60 different types of seizure, and they're not all shaking all the time.
We talked about like the media showcasing seizures earlier and how often it's misportrayed, and it is. And it's also hard to portray the other kinds of seizures because they're not all visible. So then if they do want to bring light to epilepsy, it's hard because you always just want to show someone convulsing. You want to show all the other kinds too. And they did go with that in the sense of that's the short film that they're making into a feature, or try and make into a feature, Under the Light.
Oh yes, of course, yes. And I hope that's going to come off.
I know they're working on getting funding to make it happen.
Do you know what another series, a series you should check out, it's called Kin, K-I-N, and we're not sponsored by these people, by the way, but Kin, in reference I think to like family, it's so it's based upon Irish family, I think, in Dublin in Ireland. And one of the members of the family, and they're all dodgy, by the way, all like selling drugs and stuff. And he develops epilepsy, and he doesn't just shake. You can see him having a focal seizure first, and then he eventually does physically convulse. But it's the best representation I have seen of an epilepsy to date. And so check it out. I can send you the link as well, Cassidy, to this if you want. And if anybody else wants it, let me know. It's really interesting. So Kin, check it out.
I didn't know about that. So like, I always try to promote like different films and stuff that represent epilepsy properly, because it's so important. The media is so influential. So them representing it in the right way and dealing with it and like having the other people on screen deal with the seizure properly too, it's so important, because it's so influential. It brings it to the forefront. It's like, oh wow, look at this. There's another film, I don't know how much seizures they're showing into it, but stories even. There's Epilepsy the Film. I did a little interview with them when we were in BC.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one in filming throughout Kenya. I think it's throughout different places in Africa though, called The Curse of Stigma. And they showed like a 5-minute clip when we were in Dublin, and it, like, even just that 5-minute clip was so impactful on what they go through over there. And they're making it into a feature film, I believe, too. So that's why I don't know how much more they're showing with the actual epilepsy side. But I mean, in even in these documentaries, like interviewing people, not everyone knows when they're going to have a seizure.
And also another interesting thing, when people say, oh, I get a feeling I'm going to have a seizure, that feeling is a seizure. So even if you feel you have a warning before a seizure, you don't really, you'll just got the less severe one first.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people assume, they say aura, and because it's aura, they don't think that means seizure.
Right.
They say it's the warning. And yeah, the warning is just like a smaller seizure before the lead up or before the bigger one. And sometimes people do just have the aura, but that is still, they just have the smaller seizures and they don't go into the bigger ones, but that still affects them because it's still a seizure.
Exactly. And people that often they won't declare it when they go to see their neurologist because they think, oh, it's just an aura, but that's a focal seizure.
Yeah.
You know, that affects your ability to drive still, for instance, it's affecting your neurological function. That it's still a really, really big deal. And it didn't used to be considered such, did it? Like a few years ago, oh, that's just an aura. And in fact, We know that that is still your brain mucking about a little bit too much.
A little bit too much electricity going in one spot.
Thank you to everybody who's joined us to now the end. So for Purple Day, let us know what you're doing. If you can comment and or message us publicly, that will be wonderful, right, Cassidy?
Yes, please. Let us take us in the post what you guys are doing. Share with us, share photos afterwards, because even after Purple Day, we can still post your activities that you did.
Right, exactly.
I know, like, that for me, the next 2 days after Purple Day, I am posting still, because there's so much amazing stuff happening. So even if it doesn't get shared on actual Purple Day today, send it to the next few days, because we will share them, because it needs to be shared. And that's how we're going to share that awareness.
Yeah. And I know some people think, oh, well, I didn't do much. This wasn't a big deal. I might have, like, I told my friend. That's a really big deal for lots of us.
It is.
You don't have to be doing a podcast or something for something to be a big deal at all. And give yourself credit. And you know what? If you don't feel like doing anything as well, chill. Just look after yourself.
Even something as small or little as posting a blank purple square on social media, it'd be like, happy Purple Day.
Really good idea.
And then it takes 5 seconds. You brought awareness. You helped make a difference in the awareness journey for so many people. And it may not feel like a lot to you, but every little bit counts, because it gets us a little bit further than we were in the past.
If you could just hashtag epilepsy as well, and then it will come up in our searches as well, that would be absolutely fabulous. And look, there are loads of epilepsy organizations, and we have put a link underneath this recording. So if you want to check out any credible organizations, that would be good. Because we always say, be careful. Don't just Google everything, because it's not always the best way to go about finding new information.
Google is an amazing, amazing resource. But just like podcast, like live channels, streaming services, stuff like that, that you watch or you gain information on, I always say, like, where everyone is different. Ask the questions, make a note of it, bring it to your doctor.
Don't make any decisions based upon what we, for instance, say. We are not clinicians, and we are not your neurologist.
We are basing off of experiences and experiences we have heard. We are not medical, so you can take, and where everyone is so different despite our similarities. I'm on medication for my epilepsy. Some people don't do medication. Some people do other aspects. There's so many different medications that people can be on that might work for me, it might not work for you. It could work for Joe down the street. Everyone's so different, and there's different doses too. So take all this information, bring it to your medical team, because they're going to know what's going to help you.
And it's okay to ask for second opinion as well. If you're not quite sure, that's absolutely fine. There are some brilliant neurologists out there. There are some who are not so brilliant. And, and there are epileptologists, which are neurologists that specialize in the epilepsies. And especially if you have refractory or uncontrolled epilepsy, those are the people to go to if you have access, of course. And then epilepsy nurses who are like diamonds out there, so valuable. And actually, neuropsychiatrists are very important too, who see things from the mental health side as well as the seizure side, which are very, very interlinked. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Cassidy. It's been really fun.
It's been so much fun. Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm glad we were able to do this talk, have this talk. And if there's anything in the future, if you have any questions, if we do another one, I'd love to, because there's so much more that we can't cover in this time span. So in the future, stay tuned for more.
Poke us with any ideas that you've got for conversation. Yes. We're totally up for it. It'll be fun.
Happy Purple Day.
Thank you so much to Cassidy Meghan, an authentic fellow Homo sapien who sees things from the perspectives of others and values their quality of life. You can find links to Cassidy's Purple Day website, plus those of many other organizations, which we approve of, through our website, epilepsysparks.com. Again, if you haven't already, and if it's just for today, for Purple Day, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and see you next time.